Today's shir of Mr. Guriyami
is being learned live from Yishlaim Hills in Maseret. And we are in the Siman Reish Ayin Baiz. And we're at the Sif Dalid. And this Sif is based on a very cryptic Gemara. A very Gemara that's not so easy to understand. Ian Shir, BrachaRishana.com. But we have to learn in terms of the Yamin right now, and this is a Gemara in Baba Basra that discusses the issue of red wine versus white wine. And I remember in my first daughter's, speaking of chasanas, my first daughter's chasana, my son-in-law was a Talmud of Rav Ilson. Everybody remember Rav Ilson? Rav Ilson's yeshiva, and he was actually makbid for red wine. But Baruch Hashem, he wasn't makbid all the way to the end, and they were able to use white wine because kallahs did not want to use red wine. Because it butchers the gown, but he's pretty into red wine, as we'll see, and that's the issue. Because the Gemara basically it's unclear whether red wine is a requirement, better what it is exactly. We'll see. Mikapshin, but the Shulchan Aruch Beferish says Mikapshin al Yayin Lavan. You can make kiddush on white wine. However, there's a famous Ramban poslo lekiddush afilu b'diavad. Ramban says it's not good for kiddush even b'diavad. Aval mavdilin alav, but you can make havdalah with white wine. Uminaga olam kisvar rishayna. The minaga olam is not like the Ramban, and people use white wine. Why, l'chayra, you would, knowing that there's a Ramban who says red wine, you must. I guess you have to really like white wine much more, unless you're worried about butchering your suit. But otherwise. I'm not sure why you wouldn't just go for the red wine. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm not talking about like what you would do, shouldn't do. We're talking about whether you can. And you see, the Minhag HaOlam is white wine is fine. Sifkat Yud. Yayin Lavan. Ulechulei Alma. Mitzvah lechatchila lachazor acha yayin ado. Everyone holds that there is a mitzvah min hamufchar for red wine. It's the optimal wine for Kiddush is red wine. Eladim ein lo adom. However, if there is no red wine, oh she'ena meshubach, but it's not as good as your white wine bar tenura, then svir leva de'ezu, the mutter lechatchila, this opinion holds that it would then be lechatchila, mutter lechatchila, lekadesh alava. You guys are learning that there's a difference between lechatchila and mitzvah min hamufchar. It's not just in esrogs and lulavs, for people to take more money from you, for the esrogs and lulavs, but there's a lechatchila, and it's still even better than lechatchila. There's mitzvah min hamufchar. Okay, Mr. Bura Sivkat and Yud Aleph, Aval Mavdilin Alav, but you can do Avdallah, according to the Ramban, can't use white wine for Kiddush, but you could use white wine for Avdallah. Imhu, Chamar Medina, Sham, Shakol, Shosin also. It's assuming that this is the type of drink of the place, that everyone drinks white wine, right? White wine is Bal red, bal whites, batam de lo gara mi shechar. And the reason is because it shouldn't be worse than beer. The kaimel kamim sin reish tadavav siv beis. The mavdilin alav. You can do avdala. No one says you can't make avdala on beer in muchamar medina. You might not use it for kiddush beer, but you could use it beer for avdala. Luadin itam zeh mutar lekadosh alav b'shachas ugliyama. And therefore, he says, the same way we would use Chamar Medina, schnapps and things like that, for Kiddush Shabbos morning, so too, even according to the Ramban, you'd be allowed to go ahead and use white wine for Kiddush. So even if you're being machmir for the Ramban, the Chumrah should only really be that significant when it comes to Friday night Kiddush. The Fimash HaKasadu Achron LeKaman B'sif test, based on what the Achronon is saying coming up, as we'll see in this Simon and Sif test, the B'shachris Noagin Lahakel and Shachris were makel the Kaddish al Kol Mashke, to make Kiddish on all Mashke, all types, even Chamar Medina, Shehu Chamar Medina, any types of drinks that are Chamar Medina. Sif Katan Yud Beis, the Minhag is like Svar Rishona, Uvel Yarav Mashma, the B'yayin Shu Lavan Yosemi Dai. However, El Yarabi says if it's the white, the wine is overly white, nachal nachal shetas Ramban. Okay, he doesn't have any tinges of red, I guess. So then it's worth it to be choshesh for the Ramban. Shalol kashalav, ela b'shas atchak Ain lo adom. Ela b'shatet chag she'ain lo adom. That's when you don't have to worry. Worst comes to worst. In that scenario, you could use the white wine. So he's coming out. The Yerah Rabba is saying, pure white wine, better not to use for Kiddush. Okay? Now, the truth is, so you could say, oh, so it makes sense why someone would dafka say red wine at the wedding for the bracha alakos and not white wine. But the truth is, as you saw, even those that were machmir, remember, you know, for certain halachas, they are foul-smelling stuff, right? That was only by Kiddush. It wasn't by other brachas halakos. So it sounds like it's specific for Kiddush, because other brachas halakos, you see the Ramban says that you could use white wine for Abdullah. So l'chayri, you should be able to use white wine for the wedding and at the chuppah. So I guess if you get to see Rav Wilson, you can ask him what's the shita. Anyway, sif katan hey. So sif hey. Yayin chai. Raw wine, meaning non-diluted wine. Afilu hu imhu chazak didare. Okay, even if it's very, very strong, meaning that it's strong and you need to go ahead and dilute it. Al chad tlas.
What does didare mean?
Yeah, meaning it's chazak didare, that it's something that can be diluted. Al chad tlas maya, that can be diluted on one third. It's one third water. Sorry. One third wine to water. Mikachin alav. You could go ahead and say kiddush on it. Meaning, this undiluted wine, even if it's so strong, okay, and it's still suitable to dilute it at a ratio of one part, okay, to three parts water, it could still be used for kiddush. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Oh, there isn't any Mishnah Brura on this. So let's keep. So he says, Umikomakom, Yoser Tov Lumazgo. It's still better to go ahead and dilute it. Again, once, if it still has the ability to dilute it one third more, meaning three parts water to one part wine, that means it's a very strong wine still. But he says it's still better to go ahead and dilute it more. Uvavachi yeye mazug karoi, as long as it is diluted properly. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Yoiser toiv lemazgam. It's better to dilute it. Hainu shu mitzvah mina mufchar. Meaning again, it's the optimal way to do the mitzvah to have it more diluted. But he says uvavad, as long as it's diluted properly karoi. Mishnah Berurah of katan yudalet. Hainu shelo yachli shenu. You shouldn't weaken it so much. Yosemidai, right, so much. It has to be diluted, okay, enough, but not too much. And if you actually make a bracha on wine that is so diluted, all you do is have wine flavor, vitaimo kimayim, but it's basically like, you know like the seltzers they have today with like a little tinge of, yeah. So, the bracha levatala, if they're making a bori pri agafen on it, it's a bracha levatala. And for sure, you're not going to be yoytzei kiddush, so you're going to have a bracha levatala on the bori pri agafen, and it's not going to be kiddush because you're going to be making kiddush on water. And see what we're going to see coming up later on. We get to Sifkatan. We'll see. Maybe the next one. We'll see. No, Sifkatan Tezayin. We'll see coming up. Okay. Sifvav.
Rama.
Shkayach Johnson Jr.'s. Vayenos Shalanu. Yaser Tovim Heim Below Maziga. So comes the Rama, and he says, but our wines, already at the time of the Rama, their wines were not that strong. And their wines were better without maziga, without any dilution. Okay? So, you got to know the wines. Sif katan vav. Yayin simukim. Mikachnalav. Raisin wine. Raisin wine, we make kiddush. You can make kiddush with raisin wine.
Aren't grapes just raisins just out of grapes?
What?
Aren't raisins just grapes?
Yeah, but what they do is the wine, instead of, you're not making it the same way. Okay? We'll see. V'ushi yesh ben lachluchis ksas. But talking about where these raisins still have some moisture left, okay, even without soaking them. In other words, the difference between raisin wine and regular wine. In fact, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. He's going to spell it out. Hainu, shenayse hayayin me'avnovim shenestaknu. What is raisin wine? It's wine that was made from the shriveled up, dried up grapes. Okay? Whether bein shenestaknu mechama, or al yedei told us or, whether they were shriveled up from the sun, or by a some type of heated, right, some type of cooking up. Okay, from a fire heated element. After l'inyan nisachim ein mevi'in mein lechatchila, even though when it comes to going ahead and using it for yayin nesach, not yayin nesach of avodah zarah, for the nisachim in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so I shouldn't call it yayin nesach. For the nisachim in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to go ahead and use as your yayin for the nisachim in karbanas raisin wine. Mikol makom likade likidush kasher. Still, when it comes to kiddush, it's going to be okay. Okay. Again, the basic premise is that whatever was okay lechatchila, so for sure it's going to be okay for kiddush. And whatever was okay lechatchila for the nisachim, for sure it's going to be okay for kiddush. Even if it was okay just b'dieved for nisachim, it's going to be okay lechatchila for kiddush. The only thing that's a problem for kiddush is if it wasn't good at all for nisachim, then it's not going to be good for kiddush. But this is good, only not good lechatchila for nisachim, and therefore mikol makom lekiddush kasher, it's going to be okay even lechatchila for kiddush. The afilu asiyasan v'yosef v'ofer asiyasan hu, and how would they go ahead and make this wine? Which is what you were asking. They would go ahead and take the raisins. They would go ahead after they take the raisins, they chop them up. They put water on. All right, they place them in water, and what would that do? That would cause it v'toseis. That would cause it to ferment. That's how you make wine. Az nikra yayin achar shnishtaru shoshi yamim, and then it will be considered wine in this process after it remains there for 3 days. Okay. Now there are different shittas on this. This is how the Taz understands the raisin wine, everything, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us here. Let's keep moving. Tes Zayin, Mikachalav, you can make Kiddush on raisin wine. Kasav the Sefer Bechor Shor. It's written in the Sefer Bechor Shor. To the Fimash Mivoel El, that which we had spelled out earlier in Simon Reish Dalet Sifhei in the Haggah in the Ramah, the Echad Mishisha Yayin Bimayim, that you could have 1/6 of wine to water. Vadai batel ve'ein mevarchet alav borei priyat gafen. That when you have 1/6 of wine to water, it's going to for sure be batel, and you're not going to be able to make a borei priyat gafen. Af pekan sarach lizar liten simukim. So you have to be careful here in terms of the simukim, that you have to have kol kach b'mayim ad sheyuhu hatzimukim ma'at yoseh. You have to have the tzimukim a little more on this, because you have to realize. Let's understand. By regular dilution of wine, so you have wine and you're diluting it with water. Here, the whole wine basically is coming from these raisins that were there, that were chopped up, and now you're pouring water in there. So you have to make sure you have this ratio, and you leave a little more of that ratio, because not all the raisin is actually going to be part of the new raisin wine. So you have to have more of a percentage of the tzimukim than you need to have of the wine to water in this mixture. Okay, you have to have not yoter me'achad mishisha neged hamayim. Yilav hachi, you're going to once again tiyah brachal batal. So when you're making raisin wine, you really got to load up on the raisins. To lo aduf me'ilu hayukol tzimukim yayin. Okay, because it can't be better than if you had, instead of all the tzimukim, right, wine. Because of the Masharinin as godel atzimukim kemo she nistavu acher she nafchu al yedei amayim velo kishas yedei amayim. Now he says we measure the size of the raisins. How? When we talk about water, you have to measure the size of the raisins. She says it's based on their development after they swelled from the water, as opposed to their size when they were placed in the water. Chapping? That's what he says. The Misharina is going out to Mukum Kamosh Nistavu, Acha Shenafchu, after it blew up, Al Yedei Amayim, below Mishas Nesinas Bamayim. Aval Biyad Ephraim, he says, no, that's official, Dalski, Besimon Reish Dal, Mifafkek Allah Bezen. No. You don't assess the raisin by that size. You assess the raisin by its smaller size when it is first placed in the water.
What's the same,
the fact that he questions this. Okay, he has reservations about saying this, that you can gauge the amount of raisin to the water based on the size of the raisin after it already swelled after the water was put in it. V'nei yesh poskim shesovrim. Oh, let's skip. V'chaim v'derech ha'chaim cholei chalav b'pshitos v'zeh. And derech ha'chaim is cholei ganim. V'sovrim d'masharina samukin. No. We gauge the raisins kefi eis nesinas on the mayim by the size when they were initially placed in the water. V'lo kefi nefi chasan ha'chaga. And not based on their size after they blew up after they were placed in the water. Nefi chasan hu'raka yidere ha'mayim. Because, come on, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that how did it blow up? It blew up based on the water that was in it. And if you need a certain amount of water to the raisin, you can't count the size of the raisin based on the water that now goes into it. Okay? What the svar of the Eliyahu Rabbah is a good question. Okay? But that's not... is it the Eliyahu Rabbah? Who was the first one? I'm not sure makes sense, the logic here. Let's move on. V'nei yesh poskim. There are poskim, though, that hold, as long as it's a wine-flavored drink, it's still going to be wine. Okay? So there are poskim that hold this. Psh. Wow. However, he says, okay, he says, all Yerei Shemayim should be careful not to rely on such an opinion. It's just basically diluted. It's water that with wine flavor, but it's not wine. The kfar is nifsak b'yaredeya simen kuf lamadalet, because already there's paskin straight up in yaredeya simen kuf lamadalet sif hey ulael, and earlier in simen reshadalet sif hey in the Ramah b'haga debatlu be'echad mishemayim, that once there is, you have up to six parts water to one part wine is going to be okay. More than that, it is batel, even if it has wine taste. The stam yayin shalanu yeshbo bevadai shir hazeh, and our regular wines for sure have the proper shir. It has at least one, a little over 1 to 6 parts water, and therefore yuchal le kadesh alav, and you could make kiddush on it. Vayin beber halacha mashek asavnu b'shem tshuvas mishkinus Yaakov. And check out the beber halacha, what he wrote in the name of the Tshuvas Mishnas Yaakov. If you check out the Baralachi, he says, that's how you have to also know, whenever you have these, you know, Yayin Kal, you really, you know, okay, you might have to, you know, there's the alcohol content, and then there's also the measurement of water to the actual wine that has to be assessed in order for it to be a good kosher wine you can make Abgafen on and Kiddush on. Sif Mishnah, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Lachlukis, Ushi Yeshba Lachlukis Ksas below Shriya. Oh, we did the Ramah. Okay, Yud Zayin. As long as there is some, when we make the raisin wine, the raisins can't be so dry. I don't know how are, like, you know, sun-made raisins, how dried out they are, but it has to be at the sun. There's some liquid that's moist somewhat, these raisins. Like moist like the prunes, okay? Prunes are like dried peach. Raisins are dried grapes. That's a chiddush of Yemi. Would you know that a prune is a dried plum? Now you know. A raisin's a dried grape. Lachluchis ksas, Mr. Bura. If no liquid would come out of these raisins, af im yidrachum beregel, even if you stomped on it with your foot, these raisins. Oh, yatrum bekaira, or you pressed it down with a beam. Ella al yidei shriya bilvad, is only a shtickle of liquid because you soaked it, then obviously ain mekadshin alav, because there's no real liquid left from the actual raisin, the grape. Afilu bori priyagafen, ain mevarchalav, and you wouldn't make bori priyagafen on it. Sif v'zayin. Shimrei yayin. Oh, chartzanim. If someone makes kiddush over wine sediment, that's the stuff at the bottom of the barrel. Okay? Oh, chartzanim. Or the pits okay, of the grapes. Shenasar aleyamayim. Imroi levarich alav boi piyagofen. If they have the status where you can make a boi piyagofen, then you can be mekachin alav. Then you can make kiddush on the Rama says by el el sirish dal sivay. So you have to know the halacha. You have to know the halacha. Knows at what point if you made, okay, wine out of chatzanim or the wine sediment, when it's considered wine, as long as it's considered wine, you'd be able to use it for kiddush. And ayin le'el siman sifkat miyuchas siman reish dalid says the shem mevar eza shimrei yayin v'chatzanim mevarchet alayin. There he says, he tells us which what you need for wine sediment and soap grape pits to make wine, and whatever that is, ayin shem. Addis, you can give us a chazar shiyan siman reish dalid. That would be good for kiddush as well. Ches. Mikatshin al yayin mevushal al yayin sheyesh bo dvash. You can make kiddush on yayin that is cooked. Val yayin sheyesh bo dvash, and on wine that has a little stickle of honey in it. The yesh omer, and there are those that say she'ein mikatshin alayim, and you can't make kiddush on these. The minag lekadesh alav, and the minag is to make kiddush even on yayin mevushal. By the way, why? Anyone know why I dafka have yayin mevushal in my house? Because I have a Filipino worker there. Okay, and therefore I have that's what I have, and I make kiddush on it. Because the minhag is to make kiddush on yayin mevushal, even if you have other wine. Okay, rak she'eino tov kimo hamevushal. Even if you have other wine, okay, but it's not as good as the mevushal. Osha yesh bo dvash. Or it has honey, as we'll see. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah. We're good. Okay, Mishnah Berurah. We're keeping it alive. Mekatshin. Hayayin Mevushal. Sphere like Ayyadei Kolze, Ein Mishdare, Hayayin Mevushal. This shita holds that the yayin does not get put on a lower level after it's cooked or mixed with honey. Hayesh Omim Sphere like the Mishdare Mevushal. And Hayesh Omim doesn't allow it. Says, no, it's been lessened the status of the wine. I feel very priya gafen, and according to the second opinion, you make a very priya gafen on yayin mevushal or yayin with vash. In the bracha alayin or shahakol, the bracha you make is a shahakol. Bein sheyesh bo dvash, sorry, chaf. Sifkat in chaf sheyesh bo dvash. Kein kuntidon shenasa miyayin with vash u purpulin. It's a type of wine that's made out of wine, honey, and pepper. The filu in ishtana tame. And even if you can be a yummy guy with Lady Friedman.
Yeah, I
want to
be a yummy guy.
Say hello to all the yummy guys.
Hey, Palavoy! Is Palavoy listening?
Johnny Weinstein.
Johnny B.
So, Vafila Nishtana Tamei Bereche. Even if the smell and the taste changes, you can still use this wine for kiddush when it's mixed with the honey and the pepper. Are you date, right? Are you date that? Sifkon Chabalev. She'ain the catch in the land. There are others that say you can't make kiddush on yayin mevushal. The lady never drinks yayin mevushal, except when he also has a Filipino in the house. Then maybe he uses it.
Or in the Waldorf, in the Waldorf.
In the Waldorf, he has a problem. Chaf Aleph, she'ein mekatshin aleihen, afilu inasa bo dvash kolshu. This opinion holds even a little honey messes it up, and it won't be able to use it.
Stay away from honey. Stay away from honey.
But also ha'anashim, so the semen made dvash v'yayin, and those people that put made dvash in their wine to make it sweet, omer simin sham sukkah, or you put some sugar, yesh lahachmir, according to this opinion, you should be machmir lefid varav, according to the tzivkat and chaf bayis, the minag lekadesh alav, the minag is to make kiddush on the wine, on cooked wine,
with honey,
v'yavkein mutter levash ha'atzimukin, therefore you can even cook the raisins, ulasanein hayayin, and you can drain the wine, ulakadish alav, and make kiddush on it. Yesh machmirin delo yikra yayin ad sheyatoses shlosha yamim achar bishalatzimukin. But if you're making cooked raisin wine,
oh, that's the best.
Then there are those that are machmir that it has to ferment for 3 days after the cooking.
Big shout out to Eric Smith.
Sip katan chaf gimel she rak she'eino tov gimel. Hamavushal, meaning the name Shavin, If Earth, everything remained equal, the das hayesh omim shemachmirim b'zeh. So he's saying here something very interesting. He's saying if your cooked wine is inferior to your regular wine, you should be chayshesh for the yesh omim and not use the cooked wine. In the bracha, however, kvar nifsak the alav pshitus, the siman reish beis, sif alav, the mivarchin alav, vorei pri agafen. You would make a vorei pri agafen. So it comes down to if you're gonna use cooked wine, yayin mevushal, make sure it's a good brand.
Yeah.
Where there's cheap stuff that you bring over to a lady's house when you come for Shabbos.
Yeah, you take it.